Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 15. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, highs around 40. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy in the lower 20s. As we enter Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs around 43 degrees. Right now, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A 31-year-old white man from Wichita accused of kicking a 1-year-old black boy and shouting racial slurs in a Dillon's store has been charged with attempted aggravated battery. Trace Riff made his first court appearance yesterday after being charged in the December 23rd incident. Witnesses told police the boy was holding his 11-year-old sister's hand when Riff kicked him. The toddler was not injured in the incident. Shady telemarketers would face a tougher time operating in the Sunflower State under a new bill. Incoming Republican Representative Bill Riley of Wellington says he has pre-filed the bill after getting complaints about calls that appear to be from Kansas, but instead are automated sales pitches from telemarketers in other states or overseas. Wichita Eagle reports the bill would set limits on the use of robocalling equipment and crack down on, quote, neighbor spoofing in telemarketing calls. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ag producer, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in your downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag, off I-135 in Mound Ridge.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, $2,000 full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Kansas Representative Steve Watkins is not accepting his congressional salary until the federal government fully reopens. Watkins spokesman Jim Joyce said yesterday that the freshman Republican congressman began refusing his $174,000 salary when he was sworn into office last week. Parts of the federal government have been shut down since the 22nd of December because of a dispute over President Donald Trump's demand for funding for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Law enforcement agencies are searching for an inmate who escaped from the Lansing Correctional Facility. Department of Corrections officials said yesterday they're looking for 36-year-old Cal Henry Green III. Green is a minimum security inmate currently imprisoned on an aggravated battery charge out of Wyandotte County. Department of Corrections spokesman Brett Peterson said Green is believed to be in a camo-painted state vehicle. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A man accused of murder in South Central Nebraska's Dawson County has been sentenced to 40 to 45 years in prison. Dawson County District Court records say 42-year-old Jose Regalado Mendez was sentenced yesterday. He had been charged with first-degree murder in the October 2016 slaying of 37-year-old Jose Hernandez. Prosecutors lowered the charge to manslaughter in exchange for Regalado Mendez's plea. Union Pacific has hired an industry veteran to lead its efforts to change the way the railroad operates. Omaha-based Union Pacific said yesterday that it hired longtime Canadian National Railroad executive Jim Vina to be its chief operating officer. And Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has unveiled a plan to provide scholarships for college students in a variety of high-demand fields. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved a bid from H&R Construction of Axtell for a new public workshop at Frankfort. That bid, $142,727. Commissioners approved several year-end fund transfers. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday held a public hearing regarding adoption of amendments to the 2018 budget, increasing authority of the Register of Deeds Tech Fund by $10,000 to $62,545. After no public comment, the matter was approved. The meeting was moved to the county courtroom to accommodate a number of citizens present for discussion of the wind farm project. Questions were addressed and comments heard from several landowners and others in attendance. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County, north of Frankfort, December 18th. Kathy Johnson of Walmiga went off K-99. Her vehicle rolled in the ditch. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville, where she was treated and released. The River Valley and Post Rock Extension Districts are co-hosting a meeting on crop insurance and the new farm bill this Friday, January 11th in Belleville. In-depth practical information will include ways to optimize your farming operation profits, short-term viability, and long-term sustainability will be discussed in light of continued low commodity prices. There is no cost for the meeting, which includes a catered meal, Friday beginning at 10:30, running until 2:30, at Astra Bank in Belleville. Advance registration is requested online at rivervalley.ksu.edu. Joyce E. Schroller, age 75, of Okito, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Okito Cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 5 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 3 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Joyce Schroller. Craig M. Weirs, age 35, of Lewiston, passed away Friday. Celebration of life service is planned Wednesday, 10:30 at the American Lutheran Church in Philly. Interment in the Lewiston Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffiths Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Craig Weirs. Gordon Wilbur Weir, aged 90, of Centralia, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Centralia Community Church East. Interment in the Centralia Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Popkis Memorial Chapel in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Gordon Weir. Ronald G. Juergens, age 71, of Lincoln, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church. Burial in the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8, at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Ronald Juergens. Louis B. Cumrow, age 88, of Odell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home, Odell, in charge of arrangements for Louis Cumrow. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Polish dog with kraut, mashed potato, wheat bread, mixed veggie and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potato, wheat roll, green beans, and red hot applesauce. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, we do have another cold front making its way across the northern parts of the Midwest, producing a little bit of some precipitation across parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and into Michigan. Otherwise, this cold front will continue to push into the central parts of the United States as we head into tonight during the overnight hours and into tomorrow before kind of stalling out. It looks like across the central parts of the Midwest, really not any precipitation. We're just going to see some cooler temperatures tonight and into tomorrow. But the main thing is we're going to see some very, very gusty conditions. We have several wind advisories all across the central northern parts of the Midwest and Rockies. We could see wind gusts as high as anywhere from 30 to 45 miles an hour. So looking at the forecast for today, sunny and breezy, upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs around 40. For Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies at 43. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 68 in 1965. The average low 20, the record low is 13 below zero, set in 1912. Sunset this evening 5:17, sunrise in the morning at 7:42. It's 35 degrees this morning in Marysville, winds favor the west. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 8th of January. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Tradition. Excellence. Destiny. Make it your destiny to experience the tradition and excellence of KNDY's Party Line. Listen to AM 1570 and FM 94.1 Monday through Friday mornings from 9:35 to 10 o'clock and find that one thing you're not even sure you're looking for. Get connected with local current events. Advertise your annual garage sale. Find out what is happening in your neighborhood and beyond. And stick around for the song of inspiration to get your day started off right. KNDY's Party Line, keeping people connected for decades.
Clemson reclaims the throne and a top prospect declares for the draft. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Clemson rolled Alabama 44-16. To win their second national championship in 3 years.
It is a pressure, and Lawrence on his back foot. Man wide open, caught, and off to the races. Goes Justin Ross down the far numbers, and he is going to score. Caught it near midfield.
On ESPN Radio, freshman quarterback Trevor Lawrence threw for 3 touchdowns and 347 yards. Alabama struggled on both sides of the ball with their lowest scoring game since November of 2017. It was also their biggest loss under Nick Saban.
First of all, you got to give Clemson a little bit of credit. They have a really good team. I think the responsibility for us not playing well really starts with me.
The win capped off an undefeated 15-0 season for Clemson, the first team to accomplish the feat since Penn in 1897. This is ABC Sports. More college football news. Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins declared for the 2019 NFL draft. Haskins finished third overall in Heisman voting after throwing 50 touchdown passes this past season. In the NBA, the Spurs are now the league's hottest team, extending their winning streak to 5.
Top of the lane, Pirtle. Off to DeRozan. In the lane all the way in, left-hand runner good for DeMar DeRozan.
On WOAI, DeMar DeRozan led the team with 26 points. They beat the Pistons 119-107. The Greek Freak powers the Bucks past the Jazz.
Yeah, Bledsoe to to Giannis. Down the lane and throw it down.
On WTMJ, he finished with 30 points and 10 rebounds. Bucks won 114-102. And the Pelicans dominated the Grizzlies 114-95 thanks to Anthony Davis.
Davis dumping the paint for Okafor. Steps through two, shoots, deflected, got it back. Leaves for Davis, and he just put a pounding on two defenders and the rim with a right-hand dunk.
On WRNO, Davis poured in 36 points, grabbed 13 boards. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast feature, Marysville at Concordia. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Streaming on our website and our mobile app. Hanover tips off at Axtell. Washington County will host Clifton Clyde. Lynn travels to Blue Valley. Frankfort's at Wetmore. Centralia tips off at Donovan West. Valley Heights is at Minneapolis. Mudeca's basketball tournament tipped off in Beatrice with girls play on Monday. Southern fell to Freeman 34-20. Southern advances to face Meridian Friday at 6:30. Diller Odell down Lewiston 56-28. Diller Odell tips off with HTRS on Thursday evening at 5. Boys first round action tipping off Tuesday. Diller Odell will face Parkview Christian in the late game at 8 at SEC. Southern meets Pawnee City at 5 at SCC.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In case you missed it, Friday afternoon, Kansas Senator and Chairman of the House Ag Committee, Pat Roberts, announced he will not seek re-election to the Senate in 2020 and will retire at the end of his term, which will be the end of the now 116th Congress. He served 8 terms in the U.S. House and 4 terms in the U.S. Senate.
Many who do not live in farm country just don't understand the role we Kansans play to feed a troubled and hungry world. As the only two-time chairman of both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees in congressional history, I've always proudly been a champion for agriculture. Just a few weeks ago, we passed a new farm bill by a historic bipartisan vote, bringing certainty and predictability to farmers, ranchers, and growers. It was my eighth farm bill. The usual naysayers said this would not be possible, but we did it again.
Robert says he won't coast the next 2 years.
Those who know me know that I work hard, I persevere, I do not give up, and I will do what it takes to get the job done. Experience counts. I will continue as chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee. We have urgent work to do on our nation's trade policy. It is a top priority. We will oversee how the Department of Agriculture implements the new Farm Bill to make sure it is working for our farmers and ranchers.
Senate Ag Committee ranking member Debbie Stabenow, Michigan, called Roberts a true friend who always put the needs of farmers and ranchers first. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the partial government shutdown of USDA and more than a half a dozen other departments and agencies has entered its third week. Farm bill implementation, spring planting decisions, food stamp spending, and many other activities that depend on government funding are or will soon be in limbo due to the partial government shutdown.
They're going to be closing down until such time as the budget battle is sorted out.
That's American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore. And now shutdown is in its week 3, with many federal workers facing their first payday Friday. And President and Democrats will be under huge pressure to resolve their dispute over border wall funding. Moore says producers can't wait much longer for USDA to get back on its feet.
When a farmer is making planting decisions, it runs the gamut from what the markets are saying to what his creditors or her creditors are telling them as they look into the new year, how the risk management options, whether it's crop insurance or the farm programs themselves, and certainly some of the other provisions in the farm bill as farmers making plans, for the conservation programming.
The United States Department of Agriculture has canceled key crop reports this week due to the government shutdown, depriving markets and producers of key price setting and planning data. Moore says producers need certainty, and they need it soon.
All of those pieces are critically important, and right now the missing element is how soon can they get into an open FSA office and sit down and figure those details out.
Market facilitation payments were continuing, but without Farm Bill rules and staff, new ARC or PLC and other signups won't be able to happen. And USDA may notify states this week that it will soon have to curtail funding for SNAP, food stamp, and other nutrition programs, forcing states unable to run budget deficits like Washington to halt benefits. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture, of course. Every year, just before the end of the year, my friend Orion Samuelson sits down with the Secretary of Agriculture and, well, they just have a nice discussion about the state of the industry, basically. Orion had that conversation with Sonny Perdue last month, and we'll have some highlights after this. When our friend Orion Samuelson sat down with Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue last month, China was a major topic of conversation.
And you can't talk about China today without talking about African swine fever.
No question about it. It's a frightening disease, and it's ravaging the mainland China in so many ways. We keep up with it on a daily basis. Our Animal Plant Health Inspection Service surveys both in-country and with other data about where it's spreading and what they're acknowledging. Our concern is that we may not know all the news about that, but we are seeing them coming back into the market for pork purchases, which makes us think that there may have been some serious damage done to their pork industry.
And sort of in the shadow of all of the activity, but very important to farmers, WOTUS.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great victory there. Administrator Wheeler, Andrew Wheeler of EPA, has been a great partner with USDA. We work very well with him. But when you think about it, the interagency cooperation between the Corps of Engineers, the EPA, and USDA is unprecedented. And we're enjoying a wonderful interagency cooperation between those two because, as you know, EPA has a lot to do with our farmers' productivity, as does the Corps of Engineers.
And back to the Farm Bill for a moment. We got most of what we wanted in that bill, didn't we?
Most everything from the farm safety net. You know, the President and I were keen on the work requirements and our SNAP recipients and our food stamp program. Yeah. And we think we can do some things regulatory-wise that will help that. But from the farm safety net, conservation titles, and others, I think it was, again, an evolutionary improvement over even the 14 farm bill. So we're very pleased.
And crop insurance, I heard more about that from farmers than almost any other title in the bill.
Well, it was crucial, and that was preserved. And good news, farmers participating in their own risk management, as you know, lenders and those who provide funds for the producers, the crop insurance is very critical in their financial and underwriting decisions.
We'll hear more from Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue tomorrow. Back after this.
You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at agview.net.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, 35 degrees with a northwest wind, highs top 50. Could be a few degrees cooler than yesterday, though.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. ESPN reported yesterday that former Wichita State men's basketball player and Scott City native Ron Baker was waived by the Washington Wizards. That's two teams in 2 months for anyone keeping score. Last month, the Wizards signed the Kansas native after he was waived by the New York Knicks. Baker, who played at Wichita State from 2012 to 2016, helped lead WSU to a golden age of prosperity with three conference titles and nine NCAA tournament wins in four trips. That includes the 2013 Final Four appearance. Kansas dropped two spots in the latest AP Top 25 poll, down to number 7. The top four in the Associated Press men's college basketball poll remained unchanged for the third straight week. Duke remained number 1 in the AP Top 25 released yesterday, followed by Michigan, Tennessee, and Virginia. Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Clemson finished the season ranked in the top 10 in three of the four major defensive categories and in two of the four on offense. The Tigers beat Alabama 44-16 in the college football playoff championship game last night. They held the Crimson Tide to their fewest points since a 26-loss to Auburn in November of last year and allowed an average of 13.1 points per game to lead the nation. Clemson was the fifth in rushing defense and sixth in total defense. College hoops action on tap for this week. The Wichita State Shockers headed to Texas, where they'll face the Houston Cougars. That game happens on Saturday with a 7 p.m. tip-off. In a matchup tomorrow night, the Kansas State Wildcats will be hosting the West Virginia Mountaineers. Tip-off time, 6 o'clock Wednesday evening. And the Jayhawks also in action tomorrow night. They're hosting the TCU Horned Frogs with an 8 o'clock tip-off from Lawrence. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast feature, Marysville at Concordia. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Streaming on our website and our mobile app. Hanover tips off at Axtell. Washington County will host Clifton Clyde. Lynn travels to Blue Valley. Frankfort's at Wetmore. Centralia tips off at Donovan West. Valley Heights is at Minneapolis. Mudeckis basketball tournament tipped off in Beatrice with girls play on Monday. Southern fell to Freeman 34-20. Southern advances to face Meridian Friday at 6:30. Diller Odell down Lewiston 56-28. Diller Odell tips off with HTRS on Thursday evening at 5. Boys first round action tipping off Tuesday. Diller Odell will face Parkview Christian in the late game at 8 at SEC. Southern meets Pawnee City at 5 at SCC.
Old-time weather lore says beware of a mild January. It's a closer look at those seasonal proverbs today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the whole world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practice daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 8th, the eighth day of the year. Elvis Presley was born on this day in 1935, and in 1996, the Northeast was in the midst of an epic blizzard. Over 30 inches of snow was blown by winds over 50 miles per hour. Blizzards are always bad news if you're caught up in them, but old-time weather wisdom says it's preferable to the alternative. If grain grows in January, goes one proverb, it will be a year of great need. Another says flowers in January do not swell the granary. An even more dire legend claims a green January fills the churchyard. The lesson seems to be this: let January be January. An unseasonably warm month, as pleasurable as it might be, will come with a steep price in the months ahead. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To read more weather lore, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
I wonder what we would have become if you were a better man.